So Thanksgiving's coming up, as you know, and a lot of different families have weird rules. So, and I think this is we I don't know how I feel about this. My friends are suggesting that my family should do this because their families are doing it. They're having an unplugged Thanksgiving. They're not having a TV on in the background. Nobody can bring a phone to the table. It's almost like, when you go to a concert and you got to put your leave your phone at the door. That no phones, no technology, no TV, just family having to sit and deal with each other.
That is a horrible idea.
Really?
Yeah, it's a horrible idea because we got nothing to say to each other. And the whole time we're at Thanksgiving, Christmas Vacation is playing in the background. That is a family tradition. And as soon as that is over, football goes on. So you have a lot of guys in the family who want to watch from Michigan. So we want to watch the Detroit game. So there has to be something in the background. And then my kids really don't care about Christmas Vacation, so they're going to play on their phones. You can't take the phones away from the kids because it's going to be a really huge nightmare.
But then, okay, this is my friend's argument was this. When we were kids and we didn't have cell phones, we had to sit at the kids' table and hang out with our cousins and hang out with the other kids. And what we did, see, I think you're gonna, when I tell you this, you're gonna wanna put phones back in your kids' hands. What we used to do is when the adults were all like distracted and getting drunk, we would sneak into the kitchen and we would get the vodka and we put it in orange juice and we would drink screwdrivers in the kitchen. That's what we would do at our Thanksgiving when we were, I mean, not when I was like, 8, but certainly when I was like 12 or 13. Like my cousins and I were always around the same age. All my cousins were all within like 2, 3 years of each other. So whatever trouble there was to get into, we all did it together collectively. So yeah, we couldn't wait for Thanksgiving because we can get drunk.
Now, the thing about kids back then, when we were kids, the difference is back then we had this thing called an imagination and our thoughts and things like this. Kids don't have that today. They have their phones, and that's all they have. See, what I used to do is every time somebody in my family would put their glasses down on the counter or the table, I would run up behind them and put butter all over their glasses and then run away because it would make them insane.
Okay, so this is you're giving more argument why we should stick phones in kids' hands. Like, see, either you're going to be mischievous like
Or
you,
drunk
or you're going
like
to be
you.
a 13-year-old drunk like me. Yeah, either way, I think it's not a good idea because after we would do the 13-year-old drunk thing, then we were allowed to go down in the basement and watch a movie.
Yeah, when the last time, because it's been, what, 2 years now since families have gotten together. But I remember looking around and every single person, even my mom, was on the phone. They had the phone in the hand looking at the phone. So there's no reason why we have to get together just to look at, we can look at our phones at home and just you do that. We don't need to get together.
Here's how my family greets each other when they walk in for Thanksgiving. What's your Wi-Fi password?
It's exactly right. They
That's the greeting. Like not like hi, how are you? Here's the dish that I brought that you asked me to bring. Like here's your sweet potatoes. No. What's your Wi-Fi password? It's the first thing we say to each other when we walk in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, haven't seen you in a while. What's your Wi-Fi password?
Yeah. My parents have it up on the wall like a Hooters. When you walk in, it's right there on the wall. So it's like a restaurant. And so you don't have to ask because that's 17 kids asking the same question over and over again. Just print it out and put it on the wall.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. I think I will have to do that. But it's, and I have to say, like, the worst offenders are not the kids, like the cousins and the younger cousins. And I've got cousins that are the youngest is like 5, and then we range from like 5 to 80 in my family. I think the biggest problem are the parents. Like my mom, I remember like one time we went out for dinner and my dad said no phones at the table. So I left my phone in my handbag. I had it with me. I just didn't have it in my hand. And I saw my mom, like, you'd be talking to her. And the problem is, while she was texting under the table, her lips were moving because she was mouthing what she was typing. Mm-hmm. So, like, you'd be talking to her and she'd be looking at you and she just, like, the lips would move. What? Did you say something? You realize.
Oh, great.
No, she's texting her friends under the table like a 13-year-old. It's like, uh-uh, no. No phones mean no phones, and that goes for you too, old lady. Give me that phone.
No, phones have been the family saver. At restaurants, you don't have to look at each other and talk. Remember we used to have the menus that you had to do puzzles on?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have that no more because you got the phone.
You can do puzzles on your phone. See, but that's my argument. It's the same thing. What's the difference between giving me a crayon and I sit there with the maze or do a puzzle and on my phone, which is the same thing, a puzzle or a game or something like that? What is the difference? It's if the kids are going to play games, whether it's with a crayon or an app, what the hell's the difference? But I think what my friends are saying who are going to do their unplugged Thanksgiving, it's not like you're unplugged so you got to find another way to entertain yourself. They're unplugged. So you're forced to talk to each other.
Yeah, nothing good will come of that. Right now, with everything, the world the way it is, you don't want me talking to my family. Or your family talking to me. You don't want that. It's not going to be.
One of my best friends was in town. She just, I think she just turned, I think she's about 32, I want to say. Like, she just turned 32. And she's of that age where people are starting to ask her, like, who are you dating? Are you on an app? Have you been, you know, like what's, are you dating anybody? What's your situation? That kind of thing. So we went out to dinner the other night and she was already practicing with me what she was going to say to that question. She had a million answers. I was like, no, you can't be all over the place. Just pick an answer and just give that answer.
And stick you know, with you can't, it. Don't change
stick
it.
Stick with it.
Through the
she
day.
Was like, well, you know, the hours I keep with work, there's no way I also where I live, the kind of guys that no, you're already going to you're saying way too much. Or you could just lie and say, I'm dating somebody. I'm just mm-hmm. not ready to reveal that to you yet.
Yeah, I might bring him by for Christmas, but right now really don't want to talk about it.
Don't commit to a him. Say them. Maybe they'll think it's a
I'll
woman.
I'll bring they by during Christmas time if we're still together.
You might meet them at Christmas,
right.
But right now I'm not really talking about
then
it. And
the
so, that'll shut them up.
Start to talk. Yeah.
Just shut them up. You know what I mean? What do you care if you lie to them?
Now, I think you should download Uno on everybody's phone and then y'all can play Uno together as a family on your phone. So then you don't have to look at each other. You don't have to talk. You can just say Uno. That's it.
That's more than I want to say to my family this year.